Welcome to day number 77. We are up to Perek Hei Mishneh Hei. Now, we learned yesterday that generally one is allowed to separate Trumas and Maisras from one batch of produce onto another. But that is only true when the level of Chiyav, when the level of obligation is the same when it comes to tithes for both batches, for both piles. So if both piles have a level, are required to separate tithes on a Deoraisa level, on a biblical level, great, you can tithe one to the other. But if one has a requirement in Deoraisa and the other one perhaps doesn't have a requirement at all or has a different level of requirement, then you would not be allowed to separate one to the other. And that becomes more complex when you have grain that came from multiple suppliers, because then maybe one supplier separated it properly and the other one didn't separate it properly, and they would have different levels of chiyuv, and therefore you would not be able to separate one to another. So we continue on that theme today. Says Mishnah, Halokeach min ha'ani, someone who buys produce from a poor person, and we assume that the poor person got that food from multiple ashir, multiple wealthy people. They went door to door, and multiple people gave him food, and now he's selling that food. So what you're getting as the buyer was likely came from a bunch of different suppliers. And similarly, v'chein ha'ani shenasnu lo prusos pas o pilchei devela, an ani himself who received from many different people, received pieces of bread or pieces of these pressed fig cakes, which were common to give. So either way, he has produce from a bunch of different suppliers, a bunch of different generous people who gave him tzedakah. So in both of those cases, either when you're buying food from an ani who got it from different suppliers, or the ani himself who got it from different suppliers, so then, ma'aser mikol echad be'echad, the person would have to separate truma and maestros from each and every one individually, because again, you have to assume that each one came from a different supplier. Just as an aside, we learned earlier, I believe in Paragimel, that aniyim do not generally have to separate tithes from demai. They're exempt from having to separate tithes from demai. So in this case, it just must be that the ani wants to, right? That's what's going on. So if the ani wants to, you'd have to separate from each and every one because you assume it came from different suppliers. Okay. Uvatamarim vagrogros, when it comes to dates and figs, bolel venotel, we allow something different. Bolel, you're allowed to mix them together, venotel, and then separate it. It's a very interesting thing. Imagine you got a bunch of dates from a bunch of different people, and what you do is you can mix them, literally mash them up all together and create this mixture. And you ensure that when you mix them together, you really mix it well. You spread it out. So now there's an equal distribution of all of the different dates throughout the entire mixture. Then when you separate 10% or you separate the maestros, so then you assume that the sample that you take has equal representation of all of the dates to begin with. So you got a little bit of this guy, a little bit of that guy. So really it's just like separating trumas and maestros from each one individually, but this way it's a little bit easier. You brought it all together first, and then you separate it, and you assume that any part that you separate from maestros has like a sample of each and every gift that you got from each different person. That's a cool. We usually don't do that, but by demai we allow it. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai. But when is that true? It's not always true, so he qualifies it. Bizman shamatana maruba. That's only when people are giving in large amounts, meaning to say they're all giving a lot in equal amounts. Say you get the same amount from each person. So then, since you got the same amount, when you mix it all together, it's very easy to make sure that it's all distributed properly. So when you separate it, it has, you know, equal representation of all the different gifts. But aval bizman shamatana mu'etes. But when it's small, when people are a little stingier, they're giving, some person's going to give this amount, and some gives a smaller amount. It's not an equal amount that you got from everyone. Then it is much, much harder to ensure that when you mix it together, it's going to be equally distributed throughout because there were different amounts. And therefore, ma'aser mikol echad be'echad. In that case, you would not be allowed to do that. You would not be allowed to mix it. You would just have to separate tithes from each and every one, each and every gift individually, like in the previous case. Okay, Mishnah Vav. Halokeach min asiton. So one who buys from asiton is one who sells in bulk, like someone who sells in wholesale. Now we learned earlier that one who sells wholesale, because the profit margin is much smaller, so Chazal said that the chiyuv to separate from demai is on the buyer, not the seller. The one who sells wholesale does not have to separate tithes from demai, but the buyer does. So one who buys from this wholesaler, v'chazer v'lakach mimenu shniya, and then goes back and buys again from that wholesaler. So imagine you go at 9 o'clock in the morning and you get a bunch of wheat, and then you go back at 10 o'clock and you from to the same place and you get a bunch of wheat again. Lo ya'aser mizeh alzeh, you are not allowed to separate tithes from that first batch of wheat to the second batch of wheat. You would think you're allowed to. You went to the store, you just came back a few minutes later, and you got from the same place. But because it's a wholesaler, you have to assume that perhaps even the time where you left, a lot of people buy from wholesalers, that it was sold out, and then the seller replaced it with different grain. And because again, it's a wholesaler, perhaps that grain came from a different supplier than the first batch. So even though you went to the same place and got the same type of grain, Still, you have to assume it came from different suppliers, and you have to separate separately for each one. And now the Mishnah says, afilu, what we were just saying, afilu me also asug, even if you went back at 10 o'clock and you bought it from the same basket, from the same exact place that you bought the wheat at 9 o'clock. Afilu me also hamin. It's also true if it was literally the exact same type of produce, it's the exact same thing. Doesn't matter. Because it's a wholesaler, and because time elapsed, you have to assume that now it's from a different supplier, and you'd have to separate tithes separately. But the Mishnah concludes, Ne'eman ha-siton lomer mishel echad heim. The siton, the wholesaler, is believed to say, hey, this produce that you're picking up now at 10 o'clock, it's the same produce that you picked up at 9 o'clock. I got it from the same supplier. If the wholesaler tells you that, you are allowed to believe him, and therefore you'd be able to only separate, you'd be able to separate from one pile, from one batch, onto the next. We will continue with Mishnah Zayin tomorrow.